Get out of bed. It's time to get your day started. This is Marks in the Morning on K92.3.
Can I get a countdown?
Three, two, one.
The weekend is here. It's Marks in the Morning on a Friday morning. It is 6 o'clock, 6:03, and 43 degrees. Not too bad. I have a different, Sarah Flynn saying only low 50s today. I don't know. I think we're going to get up to around 60, not to question her. But I don't think she's quite accurate. I think she's off by about 10 degrees.
Oh, you're bringing it, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I got my apps here.
Mm-hmm.
One says, it says 47 because that's the current temperature, or 43, I should say. But it says high today, 59. My watch says 59 as well. They're different apps.
I think it depends how soon the clouds take over the skies, how it's going to heat up today.
All right, I hit refresh and it says 58 now. Hmm. Okay.
Does the website and an app have a degree in meteorology, though? That's my question.
Yes.
This one says it does.
It has a master's somewhere.
It says it's from the Weather Channel, which is an IBM business. So IBM. Versus Sarah Flynn today. We'll find out. Anyway, it's going to be a nice enough day. It's Marks in the Morning. It's Friday. That's the key word there, Friday. Got another one in April. It's weird. This month ends exactly on a Friday, which is kind of neat. Because then you come back to work in May, and you're like, oh, it's already the 3rd. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Plus, May has Memorial Day as well.
Yeah, I love May.
Unofficial start of summer.
It's got the biggest holiday you could possibly celebrate, and I'm not talking about Memorial Day. I'm talking about my birthday.
Oh, your birthday's in May?
Yeah.
A May baby.
I already got what I want for my birthday, though. I got you guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's malarkey.
Yeah.
You want a gift card.
That is not a humble brag at all, like we were talking about yesterday.
You want a gift card? Is that what you said, Carrie?
Yeah, you want a gift card. You don't want us.
Let's get them, like, a water bottle. We have keychains and water bottles laying around.
Oh, let's get some of the old ones with the old logos. Yeah.
Specifically, for what do I want a gift card for, though?
Beer.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly. Never mind. I'm so easy. Last night, I won't spend a lot of time on this. So Carrie had a broadcast, live broadcast at Tommy's, which she'll have again today, same time, 4 to 6. We love going there because Andrew's great. He's their GM or their manager. JP will be there with one of our sister stations Saturday. And I think have you been? Well, I'm assuming the first time. No, it was one of our sales reps, right?
Yeah.
It was me, Carrie. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. He's the nicest guy. But he being Andrew. But when I left, because I left halfway through. I think Carrie's doing great. I don't want to be that guy that just sits there and hovers around. And I had work to do. I came back here. I did the gym thing. And then I'm like, you know what? Because my wife's in the field. I'm going to go get a beer or something. And then she texts me. I'm not even kidding. Like, as I'm having this thought, she says, don't do anything fun without me tonight. I thought, oh, shoot.
So you didn't even have, that means you can't even drink one beer if she says don't have fun?
No, she was just being, but it just.
It was in your head. Yeah, she got you.
That's marriage for you.
She got you.
So I guess what I'm saying is get me a gift card for my birthday. I have an excuse.
What if your wife then said, don't use that gift card without me?
Ooh. Her and I are going. She'd have to text it before I run to the brewery. Her and I are going out this weekend. I think we're going to single speed, which I'm excited about, assuming she's home. They're in the fields. A lot of farmers planting. They maybe already have started, some getting started. So there you go. Let's get things started here. I want to tell you what we've got coming up on the show. Obviously, we have our cash cow. You know, you're quite acquainted with her. A guy from Rhinebeck win the other day. I'll tell you more about him. Coming up, 8 o'clock, your shotgun rider. It's Friday morning. It's 6:13, and depending on who you believe, it'll be in the, we'll just say it's in the 50s today for a
while. You're really upset about this, aren't you?
No, I'm just, as soon as we go over 51, I'm going to send you all a message. I'm going to say, look.
You're contradicting our licensed weather person.
No, Rebecca Kopelman's my girl. Sarah Flynn.
Oh, so Rebecca's on vacation.
Yeah.
And you just get all disarray.
I do. Yeah. You know that. We've had this conversation before.
Oh, you love her.
I think he's still upset because of his whole jacket comment about a month ago. I'm not wearing a coat anymore. And then as soon as he said that, it got cold.
You know, what's funny is I left my coat here the other day and it was nice and warm. I needed it coming in, didn't need it leaving. And this morning, I felt nice this morning. I know it was only like 41, 42 when I got up, but it felt nice.
Compared to what we've had this week.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how 5 to 6 to 7 degrees can make such a huge difference.
Math, man. Math can really get you.
Science, math, temperatures.
You just miss Rebecca. She's on vacation right now.
Is she back next week or is she gone a couple weeks?
No, she'll be back Monday.
You guys are tight. Yeah, you know
this. He's counting down the days.
We are tight.
He tweets at her. It's really funny, too.
Does she even reply?
Nah, she's kind of stopped replying.
I like how we're talking about Johnny in front of him like he can't hear it. Does she reply? Does he write?
Yeah, why don't you just ask me? I'm right here. What do you guys got going on this weekend? Any plans?
Let's see. Jalen has a couple basketball games on Sunday. Tomorrow I'll be working at Tommy's.
That's right. You'll be out there pretty early in the day. You still have most of your day left, though.
I know there's a chance of snow one of these days this weekend. Just like a few flurries, but yeah. It's out there.
It's out there. You have those chances right up through the early part of May, unfortunately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Rebecca Kopelman would say that, too.
Now, Rebecca Kopelman would not. Don't besmirch her. Rebecca Kopelman would say chilly.
With a chance
of frozen white stuff floating through the air. That leaves things open to interpretation.
See, and she's from Florida, so I think she still enjoys it when it snows just by looking at the tweets she sends. She seems way too happy for snow.
Imagine how boring it is to be a weather person in Florida. Like, oh, it's warm again.
Yeah, but they also have a lot of hurricanes.
Okay, let's find somewhere else then. Like maybe California. Earthquakes, never mind.
It's true. When it's not earthquake season, they spend, and you know, I've been lucky enough to go down to Florida quite a bit. They'll spend about 3 minutes on the weather. They'll have the guy or gal come on. The map says 75 every day, 65 every night, or whatever. You know, if you're depending on when you're there. And sometimes, but rarely, you know, they'll have them out on location because there's nothing for them to do. They don't need a green screen. I mean, they can just do the pop-up graphic. They don't need to stand there. Depending on the size of the viewing area, you know, what are you going to do? Point to the map and go, the sun will be right here. And right here, and right here, and right here. Unless it's going to rain, or even that. When it rains there, it rains for like 10 minutes, then it stops.
My forecast, the sun will rise.
Right.
And will also set.
We'll have our weather at the top of the hour. You turn on Iowa's News Now, and oftentimes, the meteorologist is the first thing, and they'll, you know, they'll come back to that person later, but they'll start with the weather. They're like, eh, we got 4 inches already, and we've got a mixed snow flurry coming. And then it's like
mixed snow flurry.
Mixed snow flurry. It's a scientific term. And then they, you know, they swing back to the person 10 minutes later, and then they close the show. And before we go, here's more depressing weather for you.
People love weather.
They do. They do.
One guy here does.
It's funny
more
that
than
most,
others, yeah.
most people who move to a hot climate like a Florida or an Arizona to retire do so because they hate the weather, or not. They don't hate the weather in general. They just hate the winters. And snowbirds, too. When do you snowbird? Nobody goes down to Florida in March and then comes back in November. It's the exact opposite. So, I don't know. I wouldn't mind. That'd be the easiest gig, meteorologist in Florida. And then when the hurricanes do come, you take some PTO and leave for a while.
You hunker down for a week.
You go to Iowa.
Yeah.
You go to
come here. Today is National Picnic Day. It's Mark's in the Morning. What are Iowan's favorite picnic foods?
Ranch.
Picnic season. Ranch?
Everything's, it's always ranch. Ranch is always the answer for Iowa.
Or Busch Light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Busch Light.
Or a pork tenderloin.
Pork tenderloin. Yeah, I guess that's good picnic food. Might sit a little heavy with you. I'll tell you in a little bit here.
What has your random facts?
National Picnic Day. Happy National Picnic Day. Of course, you have this on your calendar because it's a major holiday. It's not. It's one of those fake holidays. But it's still, nevertheless, one that we can celebrate with a study. Iowa's favorite picnic food. Who was it, Yogi Bear? Who was the one always stealing the picnic basket?
Yeah, it was the Yogi Bear cartoon.
Hey, I got my picnic basket.
The picnic basket.
The number one favorite food for Iowans is simply sandwiches.
What?
Followed by watermelon and potato salad.
Oh, I was going to guess potato chips.
That's on there. That's very nice. So, well, chips and dip is the very next one. Iowans also enjoy deviled eggs, pasta salad, fruit salad, and baked beans.
Ooh.
Now, in different parts of the country, other foods did well. The further south you go, fried chicken shows up as a favorite picnic item. And pie makes an appearance. Those two did not in Iowa. Now, I don't know why pie didn't. We don't have a dessert on our list.
Mm.
I guess watermelon, you could argue.
Chips.
Chips is not dessert.
Chips are just delightful, no matter how you cut them. Let's see. Our favorite place to go. Well, we don't have as many options here. Our favorite place to picnic is at a park. We have a couple lakes, but statewide, it'd be, if you were to say water, it'd probably be a river. I mean, you can go sit by the river here in the Cedar Valley as well. You know, right up on through Wartburg, Waverly. But otherwise, it's just at a park, which we have both. We're actually really lucky here. We have Lincoln Park right next to us and the riverfront and that kind of area over by the Cedar River.
If and when you guys picnic, do you have an actual picnic basket?
We do own a picnic basket.
Do you really? See, it's really we do not. The kids and I will do that a lot. We'll go to a park and go hiking and bring a picnic. But it's usually we just shove everything in a backpack. We don't actually have a picnic basket.
I don't think you need it unless you're going to drop it off at the car before you hike. It'd just be a kind of a... you'd have to do something with it. It'd be in the way.
Just use a cooler. Coolers are the 21st century version of picnic baskets.
There you go.
Yeah, it's backpacks are easier, though, because you're hiking. I'm guessing if you're going to walk somewhere for a picnic, I don't want to lumber around a big cooler. Unless it has wheels.
I don't mind a picnic. Picnics are fun, but I prefer sitting at a picnic table.
Yeah.
I don't like being on the ground. And it's not because, you know, that it's lumpy. It's just because it's weird to eat
ants,
sitting like that. Bugs. Ants are annoying. I don't know. I don't mind, you know, like you got a nice basket or just, I'm not a basket, but a nice table or even a park bench. That's kind of nice.
A park bench for a
park
picnic.
Bench? Yeah, why not?
That's exciting.
Well, in general, picnics aren't that exciting.
I think they're exciting.
Okay. Well, how would you spice them up then?
I don't know. Maybe some pork tenderloin.
Some pork tenderloin.
That's how I would spice it up.
You spice up your picnic. So there you go. It is National Picnic Day. Will it be nice enough to have a picnic today? Well, it depends as you believe.
Back to the weather again.
No,
Johnny,
you're
stop.
So picky about this, how we have to get to 60 today.
I said near 60. I'm compromising. 58, 59. Near 60.
So if it gets to 56, 57, you're still going to throw a fit. Okay.
Oh my
if it's
God.
Between, if we don't get higher than 54, so 54 is the cutoff, I lose. 55, 6, 7, and further north.
We should come up with a wager for this, though, because you've been, let's see, what time? 25 minutes now. You've been ranting about this.
You come up with it. We'll come back and we'll find out what you've come up with. We'll also have news and weather next. Just a recap of the weather. And John Party, he's on the way along with Blake Shelton. Hang on. It is 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. You guys come up with something that if I blow this weather forecast with my two apps, my expertise, that has to happen. By the way, poor Sarah Flynn. She's not in on this. I love Sarah Flynn. We're just having fun with her.
What's the cutoff? 54 degrees? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 56? So 50 to 54 equals Sarah. 54 and up. It's like gambling. Where you cover the spread, you go over, and then it's just, you know, it's a win for the house.
I think you have to buy us a beer. We'll keep it
okay.
We'll keep it small.
I'll
that sound good, Carrie?
I want something more. I want to suffer.
How about a box of wine?
A box of wine.
I'm not buying her a box of wine.
Excuse me, that's just like a sippy cup for me.
Hannah used to buy boxes of wine occasionally because they last long. It's like three bottles, the equivalent of three bottles. And she stopped because this is a quote from her. She can't find a good one. Like a really good one. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
That's because it's wine and a chunk of cardboard. Of course, it's not a good one.
I'm getting that aged cardboard.
It's been recycled a few times. And I'm getting hints of
glue
cardboard.
And glue.
And glue.
Oh, the tape really brings it all together.
There you go. All righty. No, beer. Beer is a deal. I'll happily buy you each a beer. We'll go to single speed afterward. I want to get you guys up to Pivo. They've got my fest in a week from tomorrow, which is May 1st.
Oh, you misunderstood me. When I said you buy us a beer, I meant one keg, not one glass.
No, I'm going to buy you each a glass. I agree. I give you my word on the glass of beer.
What do we have to do?
We have to show up at the brewery, wherever it is. I'm happy with single speed, but I'd love for you guys to come up to Pivo.
I meant, what do we have to do
if I win? On Monday morning. When we next meet after this show, you have to tell the world I was right. That's it. I'm not going to ask for favors or gifts.
I don't know. I'd rather give you $100 or something. I don't want to admit that you were right.
I want you to write on a post-it note, you were right and handed to me on the $100 bill. Don't write on the $100 bill. That's a federal offense. You can't write on money. But you can certainly write it on a post-it note and stick it right on old Benny Franklin's face right there, the post-it note.
Benny Franklin, my guy.
How many U.S. dollar bills, currency, feature a non-president? Only from 1 to 100. We don't have to count the old bills that don't exist anymore, the 500, 5,000.
I would say just the one, Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Oh, Alexander Hamilton on the 10 was never president.
Well, with that musical, he might as well have been president.
He wanted. He had aspirations, but he never got there.
Because he got shot.
Because he got killed by the vice president, right? That's in reverse. Usually the vice president takes over when the president dies. He doesn't go shoot somebody else.
Then he got lost in Mexico or something, right? He
went to Aaron Burr?
Yeah.
Aaron Burr, after he killed Hamilton, his life kind of went, even though he didn't get in trouble. Because back then it wasn't illegal. Can you imagine if we still settled things with a duel? You're sitting at work, and you look over from your office on 4th Street, and there's two guys and, like, a referee, and they're taking their paces. You're like, oh, here we go. Looks like Justin and Jeff got into it again. I guess it's over. Winner gets his wife.
That seems like it's an entirely different planet when you think back to settled things.
And it was not only was it legal, but you had famous founding fathers going out shooting at each other.
It's either you're going to live to see tomorrow or you're dead in 10 seconds. I mean, that's the only outcome that's going to happen.
It never ends, and it's got to be painful because you're just laying there on the street.
It has to be painful.
Well, yeah, they don't rush an ambulance. Well, back then they didn't have it. But for all the fame that Alexander Hamilton amassed, his family, his bloodline, were terrible at duels. His son was also killed.
Mm-hmm.
His family could not duel. You'd think he'd have learned. Okay, well, son can't duel.
They would love living in the modern era. Like, wait, you guys don't duel in the 21st century?
Oh. How do you settle things?
Oh, with conversations? Sounds great.
No, everybody just sues everybody now. That's why we settle things like a grown men and women. We sue each other. All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes on Mark's in the Morning. Good news for you if you're a fan of concerts. They are coming back. Our concert calendar is full. We added another one that we can talk about at 7:20. We'll have tickets to it next week. All next week, and before they go on sale. But then we also have Lee Price, another huge show. And that one we have tickets to at 7:35. So 7:20 concert announcement for a separate show. 7:35 Lee Price tickets. Sound good? Let's get to it next. Nashville News actually coming up first. Cash Cow on the way as well. Your first code word of the day is at 8 o'clock. It's less than an hour away. Sponsored by Tubbs R Us. It's your chance to win on Marks in the Morning coming up in K92.3 very, very soon. You can win like Ken Lewis did from Rhinebeck. $1,000. We're going to hear audio from our call with Ken a little bit later on here. This probably right around the time we do Cash Cow. But we talked to him yesterday. Got 1,000 big ones heading his way. Moolah, simoleon, smackers. Give me another word. Dough, cash.
Dinero.
Benjamins.
Benjamins.
Greenbacks.
Greenbacks, that's right.
Green Bay Packers.
They are worth a lot of money. I mean, they're priceless, actually.
Oh, there you go. You can't put a price tag on it. Somebody messaged us. We were talking about Alexander Hamilton and how he had bad luck in duels. His family did. Danielle messaged us and said Hamilton's son died before him in a duel to defend his father's honor.
Well, he didn't do a good job of defending that honor.
Right?
I remember that. It was great in the musical.
Yeah,
have you seen the Hamilton musical?
I saw the illegal bootleg years ago, and then I saw the Disney Plus version.
I haven't seen it. I know it was a gigantic hit, but I have not seen it.
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
I don't have to do anything.
They both.
Well, you have to defend your father's honor and go to a duel with him, apparently.
Both men died in their duels honorably and aimed at the sky, which meant that they completed the duel without intent to harm. It took Alexander a day to die from his gunshot. Ooh, that would be terrible.
I had read that the day before the duel, he was, you know, they were big into writing back then. That's the only way of communication they had. Yeah. That he had written he was not going to try to shoot him. He was not going to try to kill him.
Yeah, and then I thought what was really smart is he put on his Twitter page. He had it scheduled, so he posthumously tweeted a picture of a cat holding its little arms up saying, hang on.
Oh, no.
You can do it.
Yeah.
He couldn't hang on.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
sad.
He
was smart to do that, to get it on his Twitter machine set up before he passed.
Yeah, a couple hundred years in advance.
Right. Back then it was called Twitter. Twitter.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Twitter. I know the musical's great, but I picture the way that they actually spoke. We're all like this. Did George Washington have an accent? What do you think? Do you think that those... What do you think George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Betsy Ross, what do you think all these folks would have sounded like?
I think I always pictured them having like really thick Boston accents.
Exactly. Well, did they though?
See, I think British accents, because, you know, we came from England. They would have a little bit of that still going.
I read something somewhere that the British accents back in the 1700s sound a lot like the American accents now.
Oh, really?
That's interesting if that's true.
But it could also not be true. I might have just seen it on Wikipedia.
Everything on Wikipedia is true.
Everything on the internet is true, not just Wikipedia.
It says here, according to the internet, Alexander Hamilton had a British accent, would have sounded quite unremarkable at the time. After the Revolution, a serious effort began to become American, including our manner of speech. That, too, was blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Nobody was around who's around now was there to, you know, tell us about it. Abraham Lincoln, we know from lots of reports,
right,
had kind of, he didn't have a very strong voice. Like it was kind of tinny and hollow, but we don't know about our founding fathers.
Mm. If they had a podcast, we would have, though. Alexander Hamilton would have had a great podcast.
Alexander Hamilton would have been thrilled with all the attention he's gotten in the last decade from the musical and just that resurgence, that book that came out before the musical. He'd be thrilled, I feel like.
He'd probably say, I didn't sing once in my entire life, yeah, and now there's a musical based on me.
And now they're rapping?
He also, his Twitter also,
oh, no.
He had another one posthumously that said, kiss my butt, brr.
Okay. Hashtag slay it.
All right. We got the Genius Awards. Normally we do this at 7:15. We're going to do it a little early because 7:20 we have a big concert announcement. I'm also going to confirm, I'll tell you, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see that artist starting on Monday. So we're going to make the announcement, and then you'll find out who you're going to have a chance to see tickets to on Monday. But Genius Awards on the mighty K92.3, a Friday staple. Who did somebody say they had one? Was that you yesterday, Carrie? You had one for me, or you had one? I know last week you had one for me.
I always have one for you. I can probably drum up something.
Well, yesterday we were talking about nicknames or short names and how I hate it when people call me Jim. So last night at my daughter's track meet, most of the parents happened to listen to this show. As soon as I walk in, like, hey, Jim, it's no! Jim. All night I got Jim this and Jim that. So thanks, guys.
At least did you get Jim socks?
No, I didn't get that.
No, all right.
But I was Jim last night.
That's funny because people are going to harass you about that now as we go forward.
Yeah,
so
Mark.
The genius you're giving yourself, right? Well, we don't need to talk about that on the air for me to get that. The Genius Award is JP giving himself the award for saying what his unappreciated nickname is. Because I didn't know that before.
It's just a pet peeve because that's not my name. It's just an assumption thing. Oh, your name is James? You must be Jim. No, I'm not Jim.
No.
Jimmy.
My son, he's James Jr. He calls himself Jimmy.
Does he go like, Jimmy's going to have a great day today?
No, he doesn't talk to himself the third
not
person.
Not a Seinfeld character. Justin wrote us a message on the K92.3 on our app. You can hit the chat feature. I think he said this Tuesday or Wednesday. He said, I was missing my smartphone. I had no idea where it was. This is the second week in a row we've gotten one like this. Remember we had the restaurant one?
Mm-hmm.
I was missing my smartphone, couldn't find it. Turns out I left it in an Uber after leaving downtown. I found it using Find My Phone. Do you have that feature on Android? I know Apple has it.
I have it on my watch, and I use it way too often.
Yeah? He said, I found it, and I saw my phone moving down the street and got really nervous, figured out it was in the Uber. Hashtag too much to drink.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you know what would have stunk is when you get out of the Uber without your phone, you can't leave the tip, so that driver probably thought, what a jerk.
Yeah.
And you can't call him to say come back.
No, that's true. He doesn't say how he found his phone. He says how he found it. Doesn't say how he got it. I suppose he could drive out to the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anybody in the studio? JP gave his Genius Award. Do you have one, Carrie Mack?
I actually do. I just remembered it. I feel like you would nominate me for this Genius Award, actually, because yesterday I drove the station vehicle for the very first time.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to tell you. I'll talk about this privately, but
go
right ahead.
I haven't heard this.
And I got... It's a big truck. It's a big truck, and I've never driven a truck before. And I looked at, like, the mechanisms, and I was like, I don't know how to drive this. It's one of those pulley things instead of the gear shift.
A pulley.
Like, it's a pulley thing.
It's not called a pulley. You've got Aaron, an intern skyscraper over here.
He's shaking his head.
No, but it's one of those that I was so upset and frustrated. I was like, Johnny, I don't know if I can drive this. He was like,
You better learn.
You have to pulley it into drive.
I was going to give you a Genius Award because you went the wrong way down a one-way.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes, I saw that. I saw it.
Can we put her back out in public today? Is this a good idea?
I don't know if you were following a GPS, but I
Oh, no.
I drove by because I was... Carrie left before me. We were going to Tommy's, which, by the way, we'll be there again, God willing, at 4 o'clock today.
Oh, no.
Tommy's is great, but getting there, apparently, a bit of a headache. Not because of their area, but because we couldn't get 5 feet from the radio station.
Carrie's probably thinking, man, this is a really quiet road. There is nobody in this lane.
I won't give too many specifics, but I look over, and there's Carrie backing out. And I thought, how did she get there? That's a one way. Oh, I get it. You still got to Tommy's really fast.
I did.
Safely, but I was like, I think she turned left on a one way.
Because my GPS was telling me to turn left and it.
At the next intersection.
Yes, Johnny, I'm human, okay? I didn't want to mention this. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. It was funny.
Did you even know you were on the one way till now?
I think she figured it out
pretty quickly. When you see four lanes of traffic coming your way, you're like,
they're all honking. Yeah.
Oh, snap. All right. There you go. We'll leave it there.
Oh, no.
The Adventures of Carrie Mack.
Oh, no.
To be continued this afternoon at Tommy's Car Wash.
There you go. Sparks in the morning. All right. Well, let's see how you do today. Are you one of them Iowa girls? Is the name of our contest. Lee Bryce tickets. Your chance to win.
Iowa.
We have concert tickets just every which way now, which 1 year ago today we were announcing all the shows that we had lost. And this year it's the exact opposite. Not only are we announcing shows that were already scheduled that are coming back, i.e. the Iowa State Fair, Jones County Fair, some of those, but we're announcing brand new shows. Like about 10 minutes ago, the Toby Keith Show, which we'll have more info on the K92.3 app here in a second. Actually, it might already be up. But we have Lee Bryce, June 17th. Very excited to see Lee Bryce at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. We have a fun show. It's Thursday night and an outdoor show. All you need to do is keep your fingers crossed the weather is nice, like no rain that night, because you're going to win tickets. You don't have to pay for them if you win them right now. Are you one of them Iowa girls? I'm going to give you a famous Iowa woman and a couple options. You need to tell me. Which one is the correct answer based on my clues? Hi, who's this?
Kennedy.
Oh, Kennedy. I love the echo there.
Yeah.
How are you, Kennedy? I know you are calling. Oh, no. I'm going to forget where she's from. Reedland.
I said it.
Nailed it.
All right.
He wins the tickets.
Yeah, Johnny wins.
That right.
I'm sorry, Kennedy. We're going to have to let you go. I just won your tickets. We'll see you again. All right, Kennedy, the game is pretty simple. Let me describe a famous Iowa athlete. That's right. Today we're talking about an athlete who is alive and well and still very relevant. So obviously your clues will also be women that are alive, well, and relevant. Who am I? Olympics? Yeah. I've got a gold medal and three silvers. I also am a Dancing with the Stars champion and a fairly new mom. Am I talking about Megan Gustafson, Michelle Monaghan, or Sean Johnson? What do you think, Kennedy?
Sean Johnson.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
I like how you pretended to make it dramatic. No, Sean Johnson. Of course, you're absolutely right. Sean Johnson is technically now Sean Johnson East, E-A-S-T, as her married name, but she is still an Iowa homegrown native. She is from West Des Moines. And the other two I mentioned, Megan Gustafson, plays for what, Dallas now? Iowa
Dallas
Hawkeye?
Or the Minnesota team? She got drafted by Dallas, but they cut her right away.
Did they cut her?
Yeah, okay, well, right away.
Megan Gustafson played for Iowa. She was a Hawkeye. And Michelle Monaghan is an actress. Michelle Monaghan's actually from Iowa. Megan was kind of a cheat because she's born in Wisconsin. But she's well known for being in Iowa. She's an honorary Iowan. And you were you born in Iowa, Kennedy?
Yeah.
You are. Okay, so you're not an honorary. You're a full-blown, full-blooded Iowan, and you're going to go see Lee Bryce in a couple months, June 17th, McGrath Amphitheater, Cedar Rapids. I'm going to put you on hold for one sec. Actually, before I do, what do you got going on this weekend? Any big plans?
Not a whole lot.
Come on, Kennedy. It's going to be a decent weekend. Well, we got plans made for you on June 17th, so you're on your own between now and then. But hang on for one sec. We'll get your info. And it could be you next week, except instead of Lee Bryce, we're going to have Toby Keith tickets after 8 o'clock. Can't wait to start giving those away next week.
And my dad thinks he's the king of dad jokes.
I am.
No, not really. It's time for Johnny and Carrie to try to make him laugh with today's dad joke.
Well, let's see how we do today. JP, our dad of three kids not only gets to be entertained by Carrie and I on a Friday morning, but you can take some of these dad jokes and impress your kids with them.
You that's a strong word, entertain. I don't know if you want to go that far.
Impress?
You can't see because we're on the radio, but I used air quotes for impress. So here's how it works. Carrie and I will each tell a joke. Each time we tell a joke, it's another round. Whoever wins two rounds wins the game. So it's best two out of three. Carrie won last time, so you get to go first this time.
And the winner gets dinged.
They do.
I ding the winner.
And if you don't get a ding, you know it was a real groaner. But I do have a sound effect, too, that I can play. Oh. Just for a little, you know, oh, there it is. For a little extra emphasis. All right, go ahead, Carrie.
JP, did you ever hear about the chocolate record player?
I did not.
Well, it sounds pretty sweet.
You get whipped out that one.
That was good. That was a solid one. It's a thinker.
Like a solid bar of chocolate?
Yes.
See, that was better than your joke.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, JP, I was flipping through the newspaper the other day, and I was reading about the world's richest elephant.
Yeah?
Yeah. His name is Elon Tusk.
See, you even got your opponent to laugh on that, so that's good.
Elon Tusk. He's doing very well. All right. I have to go first, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I love about Peter Pan? I love Peter Pan. He's off the hook.
That was a half groan on my behalf there.
Come on.
Yeah, I think this one will be pretty okay. JP, I just want to let you know that you shouldn't buy anything. Don't buy anything with Velcro. You want to know why?
No. Yeah, sure. Tell me.
It's a total ripoff.
Okay, man. Carrie gets that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those are both mediocre.
They were pretty bad.
You guys are really struggling.
All right, Carrie, you go first. It's the last round.
Yeah, this is the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm nervous. Okay. JP, do you know what the janitor said when he jumped out of the closet?
I have a few ideas, but...
Supplies!
That's good. That's right. Good. I like that.
I think you guys both know that this upcoming FedEx-UPS merger has the employees fed up.
Oh, I like how you combined UPS with FedEx. That's good.
I can't believe nobody thought of that before me right at this very moment.
That's good. I'm going to go with Carrie, though. I like the supplies.
Thank you.
Not only because the punchline, but she even, you can't see it, but she's like, supplies with her hands. Like she was actually jumping out and surprising me.
My hand gestures in the studio are also wildly exciting and somewhat inappropriate.
Certain figures, yes.
That's Dad Jokes 101. We do it every Friday on Marks in the Morning. You feel made for you, K92.3. And the weekend is here, just about here. If you're working third shift, then I hope you get some time off. But the weekend probably here for you a little sooner. For the rest of us, looking at a decent weekend, highs in the 60s, low 60s. It could rain a little bit, too. So, yeah, it'll be all right. And then this is it. Next weekend is already the start of May. May 1st is Saturday, a week from tomorrow. A couple highlights here. We have Justin Moore's new album that came out today, Straight Out of the Country. It's a shorty. It's only 8 tracks. You've heard the song. We didn't have much. There's also an acoustic version on there that Carrie talked about earlier in the show, and it's really good. I listened to it. The other 7 tracks are, I haven't had a chance to dig through, but you were listening. You said it was pretty good.
Yeah, I really liked it. There's a few tracks that I can see really taking over country radio in a few weeks. So I'm excited to see what happens with that.
So that's out. Thomas Rhett's new album, part one of his double album, comes out on Friday, but not today. Next Friday, the 30th. So there's a lot of country music to look forward to. If you missed it earlier when we gave the big announcement, the first big event to come to the new Extreme Center in Coralville is Toby Keith.
That's us. Yeah. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Very excited about that. New concert in Coralville at the arena there. Toby Keith coming up in October. Now, we're going to have tickets all next week on the show. We've been giving away Lee Bryce tickets before they go on sale. Those are about to go on sale. Toby Keith's tickets don't go on sale until next Friday. So that means next week, starting on Monday, all next week, tickets to go to this huge show. Cannot wait. Should be fun. It's in Coralville. It's not too far away. Have you been down to Coralville yet, Carrie?
No, I haven't been down to Coralville. I think the farthest I've been is West Union.
Yeah, you've gone north, not south. I don't think you've done a lot of southerly travel, but you'll have to get down there. It's a beautiful town. What is it, Back Pocket? Is that the brewery?
Back Pocket Brewery, yeah.
It's like right next to the arena.
Yeah.
I was down in Coralville for my wife's side family reunion a couple of years ago, 2019, and it's just crazy how much the world has changed since then. But anyway, they were building that venue at the time, and it looked sweet, so I can only imagine what the finished product is like. Very excited to be in there in October. All right, when we come back, we've got news and weather. Our news director, Ellen Huffman, will join us again to talk about local sports. We always do this on Fridays. It's going to be a weekend kind of an update on what's coming up with Iowa sports over the weekend, the next few days. Also, music along the way from Keith Urban. Hang on. Pretty good Friday so far, 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. If you're two codes behind on the cash cow, you can right that ship and still get the rest of them the rest of the way here and win, like Rhinebeck native did. Ken Lewis won $1,000, and he had this message. First, he was very excited when I told him.
My gosh, I can't believe it. I just started doing it yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it just goes to show that don't think that you can't get in on it, or that if you're not in on it on the beginning that you can't win. You can win.
Tell us about it.
Hi, this is Ken from Rhinebeck, and I just won $1,000.
I want to record you saying those exact same words as Ken did yesterday when I called him after Mark's in the morning. I want to hear you saying those exact same words, minus the Ken part, and maybe you're not from Rhinebeck, but I guess you could say this is Ken Lewis and I'm from Rhinebeck.
If you're going to give me $1,000, you can call me whatever you want.
That's right. You can smack my bottom and call me Nancy.
Okay,
oh,
then.
No, thank you.
Right.
We talked about spanking yesterday. Yeah, I thought we moved on.
What?
You just crossed the line.
Carrie Mack, where are you, just now, where are you broadcasting from today?
I'm going to be on University Avenue in Waterloo at Tommy's Express Car Wash. I'm going to be talking to Andrew, the general manager. They're having their grand opening weekend this week.
And Andrew's fun.
Oh, he's a hoot. I love him so much. He's just a great guy to chat with.
Andrew's excited for you, JP, to come out. He knows you. Obviously, you've been on the air for a long time, so he's really excited. So don't disappoint him.
Oh, great. Now the bar's been raised.
When you show up, you should be as dull and drab as you can until you crack the mic. But, hey, Andrew, this is James.
No, you should act like a complete jerk for the first 10 minutes.
Do you think I could even pull that off?
Yes.
If I try to do a joke on you guys, I start laughing before I even get through it.
You giggle.
I do. I can't keep a straight face.
JP's the one that actually tried to help you pull that cup off your hand when you were pranking it. And I walked by and I was like, oh, it sucks to suck.
Yes. I was thinking about that the other day. Did you do that on April Fool's Day, or was that just random?
No, she just did
it.
I love a good prank. My favorite part about that was Johnny was like, first day, kid?
Yeah, but everyone in the office was freaking out. Like, what is wrong with Carrie? Because they could hear you shrieking.
It's true.
They didn't know what was going on. They thought you legitimately got your hand stuck in a cup.
I tried to do it early so people wouldn't listen to me.
Well, you didn't do it early enough.
Yeah, we actually had the sales rep quit after that. She's traumatized. She said, I can't work here.
That's not what.
People are getting their cups, their hands stuck in cups.
Cups are stuck in hands.
What did I sign up for? And we said, well, we won't even tell you about the garbage disposal incident of 99.
That's why we don't have a garbage disposal anymore.
That's why you have one hand,
and,
JP.
And that's why Lawrence from Cedar Falls only has one hand.
Yeah. That's the ghost that's roaming around this building.
Stop that.
Yeah. Did you hear? So Monday or Tuesday, early in the show, JP had said that he had heard, like, what was it, kind of classic piano?
Yeah, when we come in, there's eight stories in this building, and it's over 100 years old.
It's a very historic Blacks building.
We are the earliest ones in the entire building to get here in the morning. And I was coming up the stairs right before I unlocked the back door to get into the studio area. I paused because I was looking for my keys, and I had to stop because I swore I could hear something. And I know I did hear something. I'm not just losing my mind.
I believe it.
And it was like a ragtimey sound of piano, like you would hear in an old saloon.
Yeah.
And it was coming up the stairwell a few floors up.
I don't like that one bit. I am putting in my 2 weeks notice now because I cannot work in these haunted conditions.
Well, on the eighth floor, they have a lot of wedding receptions up there, but there's no piano. There's not a musical instrument up there.
As far as I know, there used to be a piano bar, but that would have also not come from upstairs. Because on the third floor where we are coming in through the back, you wouldn't hear anything from below you. That's the mezzanine level with all the apartments. You can't hear. I mean, there's no way. Otherwise, we'd be hearing stuff here in our studio.
If you're not creeped out yet, Carrie, a few years before I started here, and I've been told by staff members on our floor, a paranormal investigator group was hired to come check things out because other people kept hearing things, and they did find some entities.
Stop.
And no, I'm not kidding, just to scare you, this in the women's bathroom on our floor.
Stop it!
Ask Johnny.
No, it's true.
Why are you telling me see this. It
be, so you now you're aware of the friendly ghost.
Oh, but I got chills. I got chills. I use that bathroom.
Well, I hope so. Somebody's not around here. I won't name names, but oh, it's me. All right, there you go, Carrie. There's your haunting for the day.
Oh, I don't like this one bit. No, thank you.
See, it just plays piano for me, but it haunts your stalls.
Yeah, JP gets the soft, soothing sounds of like some deceased 1800s pianist, and you get I don't know what going on in your restroom.
I get a peeping Tom.
I never thought of that. Why haunt a bathroom? Because you're a pervert. JP, do you have a weird news rodeo tease for us?
I do, and this is a good one. If you thought the Gorilla Glue Girl was bad, remember where she got the glue stuck in her hair and they had to shave her head?
Yeah.
This is worse.
Oh, no.
It involves a glue-ish type seal, we'll say.
An igloo?
No, not an igloo.
Oh.
Beard, the strange, the bizarre, and the weird news rodeo segment is on our show here. Probably my favorite thing we do.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
It's great because, well.
Look at her face.
It's because JP does all the work. And I sit back, I enjoy it. I never ask in advance. I mean, you give us a tease, but we never really get into what the story is. So we hear it, Carrie and I, for the first time with you.
Yeah, I want you to be surprised by this. This is pure, real reactions that I get out of you.
Yeah. So what you got today?
So if you thought Gorilla Glue Girl had it bad when she accidentally put glue in her hair thinking it was hairspray, this is much worse.
Wow.
A woman in Michigan says she fell asleep with her contact lenses in. She woke up in the middle of the night to take them out. She reached into her purse to grab a small bottle of eye drops, but guess what she grabbed?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, she tipped her head back and put a drop into her eye, and she said it was at that point, right when she had the bottle above her eye, she realized that it didn't feel like the normal bottle that you would put. Yeah, it was fingernail glue.
Oh!
So she got a single drop into her eye, and as soon as she blinked, that was it. Her eye was glued shut. It was instant.
Oh, my God.
So she tried to wipe it away. No avail. Her eye was glued shut. So she started screaming. Imagine that. You're sleeping. You're her husband. You hear screaming coming from the bathroom. So he gets up. She says, call 911. The smart thing she did while they were waiting for the ambulance, she kept trying to flush her eye. She kept, you know, putting, not in the toilet. She was putting water on her eye, trying to help, which did. So at the hospital, doctors were able to pry her eye open and remove the contact lens that was still in her eye. And it turns out the contact that was in her eye saved her vision because the drop of glue went right on top of it.
Yeah, that's
otherwise, it would have went, what, right into her cornea, her pupil? Yeah. She did lose her eyelashes, however. This part's nasty. Well. The doctors had to pull and rip on her eyelids to get it to open.
Sure. No, I mean it.
So her eyelash was gone.
Oh. Wow.
So to remedy this, she said she never plans to put fingernail glue in her purse again.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Pretty wise.
Oh, my gosh.
I do feel bad for her, too. I felt bad for Gorilla Glue Lady, but I feel way worse for this woman because she was tired. It was, what, the middle of the night?
Yeah. She accidentally fell asleep with the contacts in, and she wisely woke up like, I got to take these out.
Oof. Goodness.
But I'm a contact where sometimes, never when I go to take them out, I don't put a drop in my eyes to extract them. I just wake up or take them out with my fingers. I don't have to put anything in, so I don't know what she was doing.
Maybe she had a really dry eye. When I had contacts, that's what I would do sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe it helps her get them out. I don't know. But regardless, at least her vision's fine, thankfully.
Move on, folks. There's nothing to see here. Literally.
Her husband probably thought she was winking at him for a long time. Yeah. Like, hey, honey, help.
That screaming. What? Honey, what's wrong? Why are you winking at me? All right. Well, I'm glad that all's well that ends well, and the eyelashes will grow back. I assume we don't hear many people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Off, but best of luck. We'll be back in a couple minutes on the Mighty K92.3 with Maren Morris, Jordan Davis, and so much more. Hey. Almost Babies, Jordan Davis, Smarks in the Morning. What time is it? You asked 9:36. No, that's not what you wanted to hear. You wanted to hear this. It's almost time to win up to $10,000, our cash cow. Today, the codes, of course, like always, right up through 5 o'clock. You could buy yourself a really nice weekend if you win some moolah, like our buddy Ken did the other day. He won $1,000 just for entering a word on an app, and he's from Rhinebeck. Well, here, you tell us, Ken.
Hi, this is Ken from Rhinebeck, and I just won $1,000.
Couldn't have been easier. And he even said when we talked to him the other day after the show, I just started playing. He was a little late to the party. So that should answer a lot of questions. Is if I missed a code, can I still win? Yeah. But the more codes you enter, the better your chance to win the 10 grand.
Yeah, it only takes one.
That's right. It would be interesting. We haven't given away the 10 grand. That's at the end of the contest. But it would be interesting if, and terrible if that person's like, oh my God, I entered one code.
I would be. It's like the people who win the Powerball. I'm like, oh, I never have played before. I just on a whim bought a ticket. Those people tick me off because I buy one every week.
Yep.
And I don't win crap.
Well, I doubt our 10K winner will enter one code, but you never know. In Iowa, on average, we spend 59 hours a week using what? What do you think?
Cell phones.
Ooh, you can access this through your cell phone.
Oh, social media. Yeah.
Well, no, specifically it's the internet. We spend an average of 59 hours a week using the webs, internets. Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think 25 years ago, there wasn't like, can you imagine if you said you were logging on to the internet? Well, people don't say log on anymore either, but that was an early term that you'd use when you had to use dial-up modem. Can you imagine saying to somebody, I'm going to get online or I'll look it up or I'll Google it? Google would have sounded like such a bizarre, like it's something your drunk friend would say. Ah, this is Google.
Even YouTube 15 years ago, YouTube. You'd be like, YouTube is, what do you do with the tube? You mean floating down the river?
YouTube is kind of a funny name because there is no tube. And the whole point of the internet is to avoid tubes. But anyways, according to a new study, the average American spends 59 hours a week using the nets. That's about 8.5 hours a day, 128 hours a year, or 128 days a year. In other words, about one third of your life now involves the internet.
It's just going to get worse, too.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine? Just think, though, for a second. Sometimes I'll daydream when I'm at work. Okay, all the time I daydream at work. But imagine if the whole system went down today, the whole grid. There's no internet for 2 weeks. It would cause mass hysteria.
Where would we go to complain about it?
We'd have to send smoke signals.
We'd have to vent to our friends who would be doing the same
People thing. Couldn't send smoke signals because some people would have to look up how to start a fire probably.
Right, you're right.
If you had your car break down on the side of the road, changing a tire might be tricky without the internet.
Yeah.
So the main way we use the internet is for work. Work contributes to 21 hours and 55 minutes a week of internet. My hand's up. I use it, you know, we all three do, obviously. Mm-hmm. Number two is streaming TV shows and movies. That's about 8 hours. 7 hours and 55 minutes a week. And then last, we spend more than 4 hours on social media, listening to music, and playing games.
That seems low. And so does the streaming TV. Only 8 hours?
Yeah, some of these numbers might be a little, you know, wonky for you or not quite accurate, but that's again how it breaks down. So if you're an internet user for work, and I'm sure you're using it at home. Does anybody in the studio know anybody who does not use the internet? I don't mean like my mom doesn't have Wi-Fi, but she loves her phone and her iPad, which is an LTE iPad. So when I say doesn't use the internet, I also mean doesn't have LTE or 5G or any of that. Anything, anybody, you know, anybody who just doesn't use the internet?
I don't. I can't think of a single person.
I don't either.
I do, but she passed away years ago. Oh, so.
Well, that's not fair. She can't use the internet. No, She's dead.
Yes, you're right. But my great aunt, like, she came around right around the time of, like, the internet and all that stuff, and she just never used it. She was committed to not using it.
Oh, so she made a point to not get involved.
Yeah.
I respect that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think for a lot of people, especially when it was a new thing, there were a lot of people that didn't use the internet because they couldn't afford to. I know in rural Iowa, we've had some issues. Well, when COVID happened and a lot of the homeschooling began, there were people without access to the internet. So it's still a very real, it can be a problem in the, quote, first world. But to know somebody who's never used or just doesn't use it, that seems so foreign to us, right? Like, who doesn't use the internet? Can you remember we used to have to settle arguments by looking stuff up on, like, encyclopedias? So if you were talking, hey, what actor was in, you know, oh, gosh, what actor was in Rocky One? Who was Rocky fighting? What was that guy's name? You couldn't just Google it.
I remember when there'd be door-to-door salesmen selling encyclopedias, trying to sell them to your family. I remember them coming into the home, and my dad would be chatting with them.
What happened to the encyclopedia? Can you still buy those?
Well, even if you had one, how recent was it? It could have been from 1971.
Right.
And they cost a lot back then.
It's like a video game. You get a deal on last year's model.
Yeah.
Here's a 2020 edition of, no, I want this year's. Well, that'll cost you.
I can't imagine, like, wanting to know something and not being able to look it up. Like, you live your life not knowing who was in Rocky One.
It's almost like, and I heard a comedian say this a while ago, we're not learning anything. We're just getting the knowledge immediately and not retaining it. If we need an answer, we'll look it up, and it's gone. It's out of our mind because we got the answer that moment.
It goes away too fast. Yeah. It's, like, what do they call it? Sesame Street, not syndrome, but where kids get the answer so quickly from those shows that they don't have the ability to learn on their own. Same thing with the internet. All right, there you go. It's Marks in the Morning on K92.3, the Cedar Valley's number one for new country. Who was it, Rocky? It was Apollo Creed. Carl Weathers.
What are you talking about now?
The villain from Rocky. Oh. We were joking.
He's the only person who cares about this. Imagine looking this up in an encyclopedia.
Yeah, see, if you didn't have your computer, you wouldn't have been able to look it up.
Carl Weathers. All right, we'll be back.
Oh, my gosh.
Nashville news coming up next on Marks in the Morning. It's K92.3. Hang on.